What about me? Have you ever made a vow before God to love someone in sickness and in health? If yes, how has that worked out for you? For most of the many years I have spent with my husband, we have dealt with an illness that puts him in bed violently ill for an average of 24 hours at a time. When these attacks happen, he has needs. He needs wet, sweaty blankets swapped out for clean and dry coverings. He needs water, lots of water, delivered all day because he can't get out of bed. Occasionally, I do a really good job of showing him loving care, but most of the time, I carry some sort of attitude that makes him feel like a burden. It is not intentional, but my unguarded selfishness comes blaring through my size and tone of voice. As the call, "Honey!" echoes through the house, my mind says, "Again!" as I turn to respond to his need. I have a defect, and his name is selfishness. I have my own agenda for the day, and being a nursemaid is never written in on my copy. However, I am aware that my schedule is in God's hands, and I must be flexible. Do everything without kvetching, grumbling, or arguing, so that you may be blameless and pure children of God without defect, in the midst of a twisted and perverted generation among whom you shine like stars in the sky as you hold on to the word of life. Philippians 2:14-16. One time I stayed in the bedroom with him all day with the music on low, catering to his every need with a loving response, wiping his face and praying over him. The next day he thanked me. Why is it so hard to put my agenda on the back burner to care for my husband? Because the enemy convinces me I don't have time for this unexpected interruption in my day. But God, the same God who can make the sun stand still, Joshua 10:12, thinks I do. Do you grumble when unexpected interruptions interfere with your plans? Hold on to the word of life. It has the power to fix your defects.